Today's Shir of Vishabri Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Samech. Lasois Zecher L'Chorban. Meshechara Beis HaMikdash Tiknu Chachomim Shayu Be'Oisa Ador. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chazal in that generation, there's a whole Gemara. If you know the Gemara there, the Gemara actually thought to Aser meat and Aser all different types of things. And the Gemara in the end, this is what, in order to make Zeros that the Tzibor would be able to hopefully live with and stand up to, although as we'll see, many of these things unfortunately are not kept today either. But this is what they were going. This is what they were sacking. She'ein bonim la'olam binyan mesuyad u'mechuyar b'binyan hamalachim. They were sacking not to go ahead and build a building that is fully decorated and finished and painted. And those days they used to use, well, like a white lime wash, that's like Sid, Mesuyad, Umechuyar means decorative, beautiful, Kibinyan Amalachim, like great palaces and mansions. Elotach Beso Betit, but rather all you should do is have a cement like house, Besud, Besid, Umeshayer, Mekoim, Ama, Al Ama, Kineged HaPesach, below Sid. Rather, what they would do is they would go ahead and the whole house they would have with cement and minimal, not really paint. Sid is like lime wash. So the whole house would just be with cement and lime wash, not painted and decorated and all beautied up. And then they would leave over, and you'd have to leave over a square amma, an amma by an amma, opposite the entranceway, without any lime wash, meaning it should just be a one amma by one amma square of pure cement. We're going to see very soon that this is the Shitas HaRambam. That the Shitas HaRambam is that the types of houses that we have that are painted beautifully, that are gorgeously painted and decorated in mansion-like, palace-like fashion. We have so many houses like that, Baruch Hashem, in Jewish neighborhoods. Those houses, according to the Rambam, are not correct. The most you could have is a house that's made of cement with a little lime wash, right? What we call like whitewash. So it'll be a little white. And then you have to leave over an amma by an amma. But we'll see that this is not the way we're noeg like the Torah's, the Shitas Hator, that allows for a beautiful paint job, but still demands an amma by an amma. And many people, Baruch Hashem, follow this. In Eretz Yisrael, you'll find most people do. You don't see it as much in America, although the truth is, there are days that in Yerushalayim you might not have to do it. But again, let's see. Sif Katan. First, before Sif Katan Aleph, there's an introduction to the Mishabura. He says, Tiknu, Shekol, Eomisakein, Shekol Dabar Simcha, all items and types of Simcha, Tzarech Lasois Ba Dabar Zeche L'Chorban. All Simchadik items, like a binyan, all right? And we're going to see other types of things. There has to be some type of Zeche L'Chorban of the bias of the Beis HaMikdash. Kemosha Kasuv, like it says, that we're going to see coming up in the Shulchan Aruch. If you will not keep Yerushalayim on your mind at the height of your simcha, that your simcha can never get to the point where nowadays that you do not remember Yerushalayim, and that our simcha cannot be complete without the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Sifkat and Aleph, Mesuyad u'Mechuyar. So we're talking about a beautified house that's painted and decorated possibly with beautiful wallpaper, that the Rambam says cannot be done. He says, Ein minei tziur. It means a design, a beautiful design. Again, I think a beautiful paint job. That is something out of the question according to the Rambam. Ve'ef shaloymar, shederach, it's possible to say, shederach ha'olam, shetachin betit. The way people do it is they cement their house, v'yachar kach sadin besid, and afterwards they whitewash, the hamalachim Eisen Hakol Bisin. And the Melachim, they go ahead and they do it all with what? With Sid and no cement. And according to this, even Sid totally by itself would be Asr, because the Melachim would actually make it all with whitewash and plaster. Umidikaamar, Shain, Bonim, La'olam, Binyan. As it says, they don't build La'olam a Binyan, that is Misuyad, Mashma, Dafilu, Al Yudei, Shir, Amma, Al Amma, Asr, Bizet. It says, if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon of Rambam, it's Mashma, possibly, that even if you have an Ashir of Amma al Amma, it's going to be Asr, meaning according to the Rambam, unless you have a situation where it's a basic cement and whitewash, even if you leave over a pure Amma by Amma of cement, it will not be okay. Meaning if you have the rest of the house decorated and decorative and painted beautifully, the Amma will not help. Ah, so who do we rely on? So the Mishabura says, Dinei HaMechaber Hittik Lishon HaRambam. The Mechaber, he's quoting the Rambam. Aval Das HaTur, however, the opinion of the Tur is, Da'afilu Sodin Besid Umitzayirin Nami Mahani Shir Amma Al Amma V'chein Minag. He says, even if you plaster it beautifully and you design it beautifully and you have a gorgeous paint job, whatever it is, it could be mesuyad u'mechuyar with design. As long as you have an amma al amma, that's okay. B'chein aminag, and that's why today we can have beautiful paint jobs. We can also have a situation and a beautiful wallpaper designs. All of that, as long as you leave over an amma al amma. Now you're probably asking, we don't even see in many houses the amma al amma. Not so push it. You really, if it's your house and you're building your house, a Jewish house, you have to have this Amma al Amma opposite the Pesach. Comes now the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Beis, Ela Tach Beso, Betit, Besud, Besin. Rather, what you do is you cement and you whitewash together, Umashai, and then you leave over the Amma by Amma. Hainu, Sheosa Amma Yebilosin. That amma should only be rak betit, should only be with cement levat behecha she ma'ariv chol besid nami shari al yedei shir amma al amma. So he's saying if you just have a mixture of sid mixed together with sand, that's also going to be good with an amma al amma. Yesh mekilin al yedei chol, and there are those that actually are makel with sand. The sfir lehu deecha the erev chol. Once you mix sand with the what, with the whitewash, shuv lo mikri b'shem sid, it's no longer considered sid. Da'ine bizmanenu lo nagu l'shayer. Nowadays we see people that they don't leave over. Maybe that's because there's so much on the Yesh Mekilim and it's mixed with all other stuff that it's not going to be a need in order to go ahead and leave over an Amma by Amma. But he says, Al Kolponim Tamua, really is very difficult. Sharei Milamdin Habatim Besid Levad, because people go ahead and they whiten their houses with plain Sid, with plain whitewash, not mixed with anything else. Maybe only pure whitewash, it's very white, like a paint. Maybe that's usher. Masha'enkein sid shalanu, as opposed to our sid, our whitewash or plaster. Ach kol ze dochak. But this is all dochak. V'tzarech iyun alma noegin heter. He's saying it's very difficult to appreciate how the minhag has evolved, that people do not take an amma on amma. He's suggesting maybe it's because our walls, at the end of the day, are not pure whitewash, are not, you know, even I guess if you paint, it's not pure, you know, beautiful paint or whatever. Bottom line is, you have to leave over a area that is amma al amma, and it says, tzarech iyun, amma noagin heter. It's a big tzarech iyun what the heter is based on. And he says, "Ve'heichashu tach betit labad." However, if all he does is make it the house out of pure cement, the kulei ame ain't sarach l'shayer klal. Then, if your wall is a pure cement wall, then everyone holds, since it's not finished at all, not whitened at all, just plain cement, that would not necessitate any type of ama alama, because that's what your ama alama is. Your ama alama is basically just an ama pure cement, a pure what's called tiach. Tiyah, tit, cement. Sifkat and gimel, keneged ha-pesach. So where you, now let's go to bottom line. And this applies whether you hold like the Rambam, that you can't make a beautiful paint job and design the house, or whether you go like us, where you could make your house beautiful, just have to leave over. You could beautify your house and paint it and make designs on the walls. But you have to leave opposite the Pesach an amma lama. He says, "Hainu, no chacha pesach. It should be opposite the entranceway when you walk in. Kadesh shayira, when you see miyad right away, sheikanes ma pesach. You see right away when you enter in, you will see this square amma. The yeshman shemanichim panui lamala min pesach begova ve'eino nira lelichnas. And there are those that actually leave it empty as an amma by amma above the doorway, above the entranceway, and people do not see it. Now, what's that based on? You know, if you're not going to see it, maybe this opinion, the reason why they put it on top of the door, is because the people sitting inside will see it. Shal harov hu yoshev etzel hakir asher nochach pesach habayis, because most of the time, person sits next to the wall that is opposite the Pesach HaBayis. So he's saying, it sounds like from here, that if you're, where you're sitting is not, let's say there's like a little hallway, a corridor, it would not really be an ideal spot to put it above the door, above you, because you're not going to see it either when you come in, and you're not going to see it while you're sitting in the house. So I have an interesting situation in my house, because when you walk in, there's like a little entranceway, hallway, and you can't see above the door from where we eat in the living room or in the kitchen. But when you come in, it goes straight towards the steps that go down. So when I asked the Shaila, he said, you should put it on the wall, right to the right, that when you walk in, and it's in a spot where when I walk into the house with the door, I'll see it right there up on the right side. And also, it's on enough of it, it's enough out so that it can also be seen from the living room where we sit. So that is a nice comment. But now there are a lot of different days exactly where you should put it ideally and things like that. You should ask a shayla in every situation. And that, as I was saying, that amma by amma that you left should be without any type of whitewash or plaster. It should be, right, just the actual cement, the tiach. And not like the people that make a dark black amma by amma. That's also a design, right? If you paint something a color, that's considered like a design, like a paint shop. The yesh mekomos she'osin shachor. He says there seems to be places that make it black, and they write on it kosin alzeh zeichel l'chorban, and they write on it zeichel l'chorban. Doesn't seem to have a real basis to it, but he says that people seem to do this. Many of the modern day posts can say you see sometimes people they make it, and they make a beautiful picture of the Kotel inside this. You remember the Kotel. You remember Yerushalayim. Or a picture of the Beis HaMikdash. And the post could say, what do you mean? That's already a design. I think it's beautiful. The idea is to leave it zeicher l'churba, zeicher to the destruction. That's why you have a wall, amma by amma on the wall that is devoid of any design, of any beauty, of any decorative aspect to it. The Yosan HaTolim, Bigdei Rikma, people who hang also types of curtains, over their walls, or like, I guess even wallpaper or curtains. Like, they used to have like curtains up against the wall around. Saviv Kolak Salim. And they didn't just have actual wallpaper, they had curtains that went all around the walls. So Yishayu Gamkein Amalama. You can't beautify it by having beautiful curtains all around, covering up the walls totally. You need to still leave an area, Ama Alama. We now move right there into Shulchan Aruch. And he says, V'alokeach chotzer misuyeres u'michuyeres u'michuyeres. Perish mitsuyeres. If you go ahead and you acquire a chotzer, a courtyard, or a whole home from non-Jews, and you acquire it, so harezu becheskasa, so it's in its chazaka, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that it was built by non-Jews. Then, therefore, you're not obligated to go ahead and scrape off from the bat, from the walls, the ama by ama, because the goyim who owned the chatzer or the house before you bought it was not mechuyev to go ahead and leave an ama by ama. So, if you buy from a non-Jew, you do not have to leave an ama by an ama. That's when you look at the Mishnah Berurah. Dalet, becheskasa. The talinan, why is it becheskasa? You can leave it the way it is. You don't have to go ahead and make an ama by ama when you buy it from non-Jews. The talinan janasa biyadakum, you assume that it was made by non-Jews. Ulakacha Yisrael mimenu. And even if you buy it from a what? From a Jew, you assume originally it was built by non-Jews, and the Jew bought it. So even when you buy from a Jew, the assumption is, if he didn't go ahead and have that ama by ama there, you could assume that the reason why there was no ama by ama there is because he bought it from a guy, and he wasn't mechuyev to go ahead and put an ama by ama there. When you buy the house, you don't have to put an ama by ama. However, he says, "Im yadua shenasa biyad Yisrael be'eser." But if you knew and you know that you bought from a Jew who built a house, and he be'eser did not leave an ama by ama, then you are chayiv to go ahead and liklof to scrape it off. An ama ama b'chol zekushu kayam, and this is all when the building is up. Aval kishenafa, the building falls down. Afilum yadua shepavrigle av yadakum. Even if you know that it was originally owned by a non-Jew, mikomakom kishachoz erubonet, since it fell down, when you go ahead and rebuild it, you mechuyev l'shayer, you have to leave over the ama al ama. Sif beis v'chein yiskinu. And again, there are more takanas that they made. Zeichel l'chorban. V'masakin sha'orech shulchan laso suda l'archim. Someone who sets up a beautiful table for guests, for a suda, for a meal, a lavish meal for guests. V'chaser mimenu ma'at. You should have less. U'miniach man makoim panui. And you should leave an empty spot at the table below kara, without a plate. Minakaras haruyos l'seisham. Right, you leave an area, it'll be right to have someone there with some food. So you don't go ahead and have all the dishes you possibly could have. You hold back. You also leave a spot. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan. Hey, lasoy sudal orchim, afilu sudas mitzvah, kemila v'chasuna. Even a sudas mitzvah, like a bris milah and a chasana, kol shekein shashu, and for sure other just stam lavish meals. Vayim the moru ktsia, the besuda Shabbos v'yom tov lo yichasin shum davar. However, the moru ktsia says that Shabbos, you don't have to leave over anything. You don't leave over an area. You don't have to hold back on any of the food, because that would be an avelus. The fahesia on Shabbos, you don't do that. You don't mourn on Shabbos. Sikat vav mechus mechasin v'yom ma'at klomar. You hold back. She'ein no saying kol tavshil maruim l'suda. You don't put all the different dishes that are ruim l'suda, that are appropriate for suda. Ela mechaser ma'at. You should leave some back. Afilu kaser dahasan, even a little bit. Gai b'zeh. As long as you're leaving back, you're holding back something from the suda, that would be enough. Tzivkat zayin umaniach makom panui. You leave an area left open, without a setting, without a place setting. Without this, people will not recognize that there's something lacking. Panui, yargishu, tafshil. If you leave an empty area, people will sense that it's missing from the Suda. Bnei HaLevush Hishmit Naizeh. The Levush leaves out the second part. It's possible the Levush holds, and it seems to be our minhag. We don't see people leaving over a area, a spot at the table where it's clear that, this should really be a setting for people, and we're leaving it empty. But it's possible they follow the Levush, who says, as long as you leave back something in your Suda, in your meal, that's enough. You should have that in mind. Unfortunately, we don't seem to be so careful with these halachas. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ukishayisha oisit tachshite hakesef v'azov mishayra min minyei hatashit shodeges b'em kidei shelo yeh tashit shalei." Something when a woman makes herself all fancied up with jewelry, with silver and gold, she also should hold back and not have all the jewelry on from some of her jewelry, from her tachshitim, shodeges b'em. Today, shelo yeh tachshit shalei. Should not be all spiffed out, all totally covered with jewelry. Should be held back. It means she has a lot of jewelry. Lo tasim kulam alev azachat. She should have put all her jewelry on in one shot. Rak b'chol pam. She should always leave some jewelry off. Tashayr achas. She should leave some jewelry off. Lezecher achurban. Recognition. And women really overdo it in their jewelry. Besides this, they are goyim also bad things when the goyim will go ahead and be miskanim b'hem. They'll say, "Oh, look at these rich Jews," and they'll be jealous of them. Back to Shulchan Aruch, when a man marries a woman, take ash, ash that was burnt. Not sand, afer, like ash, and you put ash, but no same berosha, you put it on his forehead, the mako manachas tefillin, where the tefillin is kept. And Baruch Hashem, that seems to be a minhag that most people keep today, although I've seen people not do it. The Rama adds that there are places the minhag was to break a kos, b'shas chuppah, at the time of the chuppah, they break the kos, the sumapa, shchaira, or to put some dark black cloth, or some type of avelis, berosh hachasan on the forehead of the chasan. The chol elu advarim. Now Shulchan Aruch goes again. All these things are kedei liskor, to remember Yerushalayim. Shenemar yemeshkach Yerushalayim, etc. Im loyale es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. Sifkat and tes the shaber kais b'shas chupa, breaking the coast b'shas chupa. Vezuhi gabkein is also the reason atam. Shal Shriya's Kli, B'Shas Ksivas HaTanayim, that's where they break the plate at the Tanayim. If you're ever inside the Chassan's Tish by the Tanayim, there's a minhag to break the plate. The two mothers come and they break a plate. The Yira Lishbor Tachas Achupa Kayshalim, and the glass under the Chupa should be a what? Should be a full kos, a full glass, not partially broken. Veinbo Mishum Bal Tashkis, and there's no Bal Tashkis, Kevin Choice and Cain. Since you're doing this leremez musr leman yitnu leiv, since it's being done as a musr for people to take heed and to think about Yerushalayim, Sifkat Yud, Rosh Simchasi, Aminam B'Shabbes Daf, Samach Beis, the Tanug Dispei Simcha. It says in Shabbos Sabbei that a Tanug, any delight that has Simcha, you're delighting with Simcha, and you're enjoying with Simcha, with a Simcha, that's usher. The Lesba Simcha, but there's no Simcha, that's permitted. Now it's very interesting that the post can talk about, many posts can have big issues with the breaking of the glass under the chuppah, because they taina, people break the glass and you scream mazel tov, and it's like, it's all an exciting thing, and you're really supposed to be focused and thinking about the churban, but that seems to still be the minhag olam. They say the idea is to think while it's being broken, and afterwards it is broken, now we go on with the chassid, and that's the mazel tov. The mazel tov isn't from the breaking of the glass. The mazel tov is now, the chuppah has ended with its zecher, the churban. Now we say, Mazda, we bring down the chas and the kala.